angled, and some of them are just straight in, you know?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay. What do you call those things where the fire department would hook up the hose if there was a fire?
Hydrant.
Okay. If you went downtown, where would you park? If you couldn't find a place on the street, which you probably couldn't.
Yeah.
From my experience this morning.
Well, park in parking lots are situated all over town, and there's a few buildings that you can drive in, parking garages.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And that's about it, I guess.
Okay. They usually have several levels. These
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Other than the Hemisphere Tower, what are the tallest, some of the tallest buildings in town?
The Transit Tower was the tallest in town before that. It was 33 stories high.
Uh-huh. Which one is it? I'm not sure which.
It's on St. Mary Street, about two blocks south of Commerce. About three blocks from downtown.
Mm, I have to look for it. Okay, what
else? Yeah, it's shaped like this, you know, almost round. About six or eight corners like that.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. What were some other high ones?
Well, the Milam Building, probably about 20 stories. And then the National Bank Commerce, we've only had a few buildings built in the last 20 years in
right?
San Antonio. Yeah, not very many. And Frost Bank is completing one now.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess it'll probably go up about 20 stories. And we don't have too many
mm-hmm.
big buildings, you know.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a word or a general term to, you know, it would go for all these buildings? All they would identify all tall buildings like that?
Well, I don't think we have enough of them to call them skyscrapers.
Do you have to have a bunch before they're skyscrapers?
Well, I guess one could be a skyscraper, but I mean, you ask if it was an area of something where it ventured.
Do you have a name for these kind of buildings?
Well, you kind of hesitate to put that kind of label on one that's 33 stories high when New York has them 100 stories.
Yeah.
And Houston has a bunch of them that are 50 stories or more.
Yeah, yeah.
See.
So you wouldn't really call it.
So you don't hear it referred to as skyscraper.
Yeah. What about high rise? Would you ever use that word?
Well, in apartment buildings.
Uh-huh.
When they put up an apartment building where maybe it goes seven or eight floors high
mm-hmm.
instead of just two floors like a lot of apartments are built.
Yeah, that term though is limited to apartments.
I think so.
Okay. What kinds of passageways are there that go behind buildings? What do you call those?
Alleys.
Okay, and if they're between buildings, you call them same thing? Or?
Yeah, I guess so, alleys, yeah.
Okay. What about if they're between houses?
Same term.
Okay. Apartments?
Same thing.
Okay. What would you call an area in the city, like downtown, where some buildings have been torn down and hadn't been replaced yet?
What would you call that?
Yeah. What would you call that area?
Well, I don't know. There's several places in San Antonio like that, and they usually tear